This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Jody Beznoska, the Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center, back after a couple of weeks away.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Holidays went well?
Yeah, they were great. Very relaxing.
You were in sunshiny Florida?
I was in sunshiny, chilly Florida. Okay. It was cold. But it's okay. No, it was a lovely time. Good. Got to see family and just very relaxing. So it was great.
Still kind of shaking off the new year around Walton Arts Center?
Yeah, we're shaking it off, but diving in with both feet at the same time. We have, everybody got a nice break, hopefully, and we got to, paint the stage and clean up a little bit and, get things ready for the second half of the year. When we have downtime, we do a little bit of maintenance of the building, so I'm not sure. Sometimes they paint the stage.
Where people walk and
dance?
Yeah.
They, if you think about it, and, honestly, I realize they may not have done it, but they have been doing maintenance of the building. But one of the things you got to think about is every time a show comes in back there, they're drilling set pieces into the wood, and they're, messing up the floors, and they're, doing all that stuff. So lots of cleaning and, revamping and getting ready for a very, very busy January, February, March, and into the spring. So.
And you paint it black?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is black.
There's never discussion about the color?
No, the stage is always black.
Okay. Yeah. Well, who will be on this freshly painted stage?
Well, we will have Nobodies of Comedy coming up this Friday. That is the 7th, and the show is at 8 o'clock. This one is a show that we've had before. They bill themselves as the funniest comics you've never heard of. So the best way to think about it is these are four young, up-and-coming, really hot comedians, stand-up comedians. And this was a very popular show last time it was here. I think a great antidote to the holiday depression that you go through right after New Year's. Yeah. They're definitely going to be a lot of fun. You're probably never going to have heard of them, but it's possible that in the future you may hear of them.
And it's four different nobodies from the previous year.
That's correct.
They pick a new group
of nobodies every year. And many of them have gone on to great careers and on Last Comic Standing and, successful Comedy Central shows. So we love this one. This one's fun. And that's Friday at 8 p.m. And then, believe it or not, we have a week off where we won't have anything in the hall that I know of. And then we go right into the next two 10 by 10 art series shows. So if you remember, 10 by 10 is the new series that we launched this year where it's the world's best artists and the tickets are only $10. Mm-hmm. We had four of those shows in the fall. They were hugely successful. Very excited about that. And now we're into the next half. So these two shows will be the weekend of the 21st. The first one is Parsons Dance and East Village Opera Company. The show is called Remember Me. And I have a little confession to make. I'm a bit of a groupie for this particular show. I've seen it three times. I saw it in New York, and I saw it in Fort Smith and also in Tulsa. And it is this fabulous combination of modern dance, rock opera, video projections, and technology. And it just creates this live singers. And it just creates this huge, sweeping, romantic love story. And it's fantastic. We'll talk about it more, I'm sure. But it's great. And so Parsons Dance, of course, is one of the premier modern dance companies today. And East Village Opera Company is a group we had at Walton Arts Center about 4 years ago. They bill themselves as, this group that takes classic opera arias like Nessun Dorma and the Flower Duet and all of those, and they set them to rock music. The Marriage of Figaro, Mozart's Marriage of Figaro.
That's right. I remember when they were here, yes.
Yeah, and I fell in love with them when I heard them because their music is very, driving and powerful, but it's also classic arias.
And most tickets are $10 for
that. Most tickets are $10 for that. And that one is selling pretty well. So I recommend getting tickets for that one quickly. And then 2 days later at 2 p.m. on Sunday the 23rd, we will have the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin. And this one is one of those shows where you just go, I can't believe we're going to get to hear these guys. These are the principal players from the Berlin Philharmonic, which is, if not the most prominent orchestra in the world, it's up there in the top two or three.
Right.
And they have played together for years, and they're going to put on an amazing, amazing show.
And that's part of the 10 by 10.
Yes, again. So the top the top, you know, first chair people from the world's best classical orchestra for $10. It's awesome. I just think it's fantastic. And we will have pre-show creative conversations for those, for both of those concerts, which means we'll have some, you know, hopefully we'll have members of the group coming to talk to us about their process and about what we should be looking for regarding the show. And then, of course, we have the one of the best parts about the 10x10 series is these little feedback cards that we do where you can come and write what you think about the concert and then you stick it up on the wall. And at the end of the show, there's just dozens and dozens of these little white post-its, you know, showing what people thought of the concert. It's fantastic.
And that's the 23rd.
That's the 23rd, which is a Sunday, and that shows at 2 p.m. And East Village Opera Company and Parsons Dance is the 21st, a Friday, at 8 p.m.
Randy Newman's in that weekend as
Yes, that's right. Randy Newman on Saturday, and also Jason Aldean at Barnhill Arena that night.
Yeah, you got
busy
your choice.
Weekend.
I can't wait till Becca Bacon Martin comes in to talk about that weekend. She'll just...
That one's going to be fun. And then we move right on into the next week, and we will have the great violinist Joshua Bell performing. I love Joshua Bell. He is this young, you know, he's the rising superstar in violin. He's the highest selling record. I think his most recent album is the highest selling classical record on the books right now.
Ever.
Ever. So that's a big deal.
Yeah, that is.
That's a pretty big deal. But what, you know, what everyone remembers about Joshua Bell, or at least some people do, is the subway thing that he did. And he put on a jeans and a shirt and brought his, you know, incredibly expensive violin into the subway and played, and it was a study to see who would notice. And I had some fun with this. We put this up on our Facebook page, and we asked people if they thought they would have stopped to listen to Joshua Bell. And surprisingly, most people said, absolutely, I always stop to listen to people in the subway.
60 Minutes did a piece about that, didn't they? Yeah.
Yeah, and it was it's an interesting thing because you're so busy in your life, and you know, you always see street musicians. And in this particular case, it was the world's best violinist just playing out there for Nichols.
That's pretty cool.
I just think that's fantastic, and it makes you go, I think we should stop and listen more often.
And then you got a lot of sound coming at the end of the month.
Yes, Drumline Live. We had Drumline Live, I believe, a year or a year and a half ago. It's just an awesome show. It kind of captures the spirit of the marching band, but it isn't like a marching band show. It pays homage to the great traditions of the marching bands of the black colleges, and it is just this rocking show where there is a drum line, but there's also the band, and they march in and out of the audience. And it was probably one of our most popular shows a couple years ago, and I think it's going to be fantastic. That's on the 29th, and there are two shows, actually, a 4 p.m. and an 8 p.m. So lots going on. And then we're into February, and there feels like there's a concert every night in February, which is great.
Jody, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kyle.